And Nate Lebarski joins us now. And, well, Mr. Lebarski, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
let's first talk activities director. A busy time working on those schedules, solidifying officials and referees and everything else. Are you ready for the school here?
It is a busy time. I was telling my wife earlier that this is the one thing last year that Greg had all the schedules ready for the fall. So I spent the summer kind of getting acclimated to that. So I'm probably, I think Bemidji has a new activities director and I'm fairly new. So her and I were working on schedules a lot later than the veteran activities directors were this summer, but that's good. No, I'm getting my feet wet and it's gone well. So,
and just looking at the schedules, not a whole lot of big changes in the fall sports schedules other than football.
Yeah, not many changes. You know, we'll play a lot of the same teams and a lot of the same sports. Although football, for us up here in Northwest Minnesota, doesn't matter what class it is, we're finally playing teams in our section, which we've been trying to get for a while. So. At least we play the teams in our section, and there's just one outlier game. We have eight teams in our section, and then we'll play East Grand Forks as our
the rival game.
Yep, non-conference, non-section game. So.
Let's talk about football. You are the head football coach as well, and when you sent the schedule over, and I heard that's the way it was going to go, but until I saw it with my own eyes, I wasn't going to believe it. But you have Park Rapids back in the section. You have Roseau back in the section, which is probably where they should be, playing the Crookstons, Barnesville, if we could kick them out, that would be nice, but give somebody else a shot. But you have Warroad, Roseau, Crookston, Park Rapids, Frazee, Barnesville, and Holly, right?
And Pelican Rapids.
Yep. So you're back, and now you have eight teams in the section. You get to play everybody, and I think that's exciting to have Park Rapids and Roseau back in the section.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it was hard on Osakis, just like it was tough on us to drive for 3 hours.
They didn't want to come up here.
No, they didn't, and they ultimately it wasn't a section game for either one of us. So, I mean, they certainly did it graciously, and so did we, but. Yeah, it's nice to be able to see your section opponents at least one time a season. It seems right, at least for our area of the state, to be able to do that. I understand the Metro is more based on conferences and things like that, but, I mean, then you have the Big 32 down there, and we don't have many of those schools, if any, up here. So, it's a nice schedule. Yep.
You've had, four practices now? Is that today's Thursday?
Yeah. We actually had three because we had the day off.
So you've had three practices under your belt,
yep.
And how has that gone so far?
You know, the kids have been really working hard. I mean, we did lose a group of seniors that had played a lot of football. You know, you don't necessarily replace them right away at the beginning of the season. We have kids that are stepping in new roles, but their willingness to learn is a bright spot for them right now. And it is for us as coaches too, because they're taking in information and they're kind of getting bombarded with it right now. And you can see during our 2 days, we have an opportunity every other day to have a chalk talk and breakfast. And so today we had one on offense, and we're talking about, you know, kind of the anatomy of a play call. And some of our freshmen or even younger guys haven't really even been through that, so you kind of see the scrambled looks on their faces, but they'll get it and they're taking all the information, and it's a lot right now. But we really have a good group of leaders in our upperclassmen that are bringing those kids along. We have good team chemistry. We have some new kids that are going to be new to our school that are out for football. So there again, you have two different kind of aspects. It's you know, they're new to the school environment here, and then they're new to our team. So I think it's great that they're getting an opportunity to meet some kids even before school starts. So when they show up, hey, they know some people, and that's a teammate of mine. So it's been really good. It's been a good 3 days.
And I saw Riley Helgeson here, one of the bigger guys in the section, and it looks like that sophomore to junior year, he's been putting a lot of time in, and
yep.
whether it's football or wrestling, and he went out for wrestling last winter, and that really helped him out as well, and he's going to be one of the top linemen in the section.
Yeah, Riley is, you know, he has set some goals for himself personally, and wrestling certainly helped him out with progressing towards those goals. You know, we can see it on the football field right now. His feet are better. No doubt he can progress, and he will be a big factor for us.
Well, there's a lot of coaches in the section that are excited that you graduated your senior class, especially with the likes of an Ethan Bull, who one of the top running backs who's over at UND playing there. So the question, of course, usually it's who's going to be quarterback, but this year it's who's going to be running back. But you had some capable backups last year as well.
Yeah, we do, and I think that, you know, anytime just in coaching, it's, and especially with high school kids, which, I mean, the goal is, the ultimate goal is they graduate and they move on, right? So, yes, we will certainly miss those guys, and Ethan will miss him for sure as well, because he was a large part of our production last year on offense, and we made the coach look good a lot of times turning around and handing the ball off to him. But you know, this year we have a different group of athletes, so it's our it's our goal, and it's our job as coaches to put those athletes in the best position possible. So that might mean some changes, what you're looking at or who's playing where, but how do we get them the ball on offense, and then where can we put them on defense to play well?
I would assume the offense will look quite a bit different this year, just with maybe some different options and things you'll do.
Yeah, guys are going to have more roles and bigger roles. I want to say we had 31 on the team last year. We have 30 this year at this point, but all told, they probably don't have the experience that we did. We're fortunate that, you know, a lot of our juniors have got some playing time. So you don't like to play young players. Some, it's hurt our JV some, not to be able to play JV games, but a lot of times we couldn't because they were playing on the varsity, and they did get that varsity experience, which now this year is going to help us out, because if they hadn't gotten that, we would be greener than we are right now. So, yeah.
We won't ask you exactly if anybody's – well, we will. Has anybody really surprised you? They put in a lot of work in the off season, and have you noticed it? Or has it been a good collaborative – was it a good off season for the entire team?
It was a good off season. We could have used a little bit more from a few in there. For the most part, we have a core group of guys that had a tremendous off season. Probably by their standards, and they're in there usually a lot, is probably their best one. Okay. So the improvements and the strides, it's not hard to see on the field at all from one year to the next, who's put the time in. There's really no faking that kind of, others have to come along and they have to get it in season. But if you put that time in the off season, you have a good summer. The game of football, and really probably any game that you're playing, becomes a lot more fun. Yep. Because you are in shape, you can handle your body, and it's just something that you don't need to worry about. Now you can focus on other things, be able to play as fast as you can play, and know that you have that strength behind you, and it makes the game fun.
If anybody is interested in coming out for football, volleyball, boys or girls soccer, yep, girls tennis, and swimming as well, you have that co-op, yep, with Foston. How do they come up? It's not too late.
Absolutely not.
Better now than later.
Yep.
But how do they go about getting hooked up with the team?
Yeah, I think sometimes maybe people forget, or summers get busy and they're full, and they don't realize that we actually start activities prior to school starting, you know. And so we'll have some kids, even when school starts, then like, oh, man, I didn't realize football started, or soccer or tennis. And it's still not too late at that point. But, yeah, you can get a couple of weeks of practice in. Tennis has a match, tomorrow. So, the season does start prior to school, which is a little different in the fall than it is any other sport. School's going on. They can contact any of us in the office. Kayla or Carrie in the office can help them out. They can always contact me. My door's always open. You can email me, give me a call, And, yeah, we'll work you all the way through the registration process. If you can't do it online, we can do it over the phone. Might need a signature on one sheet. Or you can come in the office and we can certainly do it together as well. So we don't want like the fees to stand in people's way. And this year, through the grace of like United Way, we are able to provide some transportation for practices, either to practice from home or from practice to home. So I really encourage people to reach out to me on that, because we will be able to use the bus transportation for some help in that regard, because we don't want transportation to be an issue as to why you don't participate either. We're trying to take those barriers down because we'd love kids to be active and be and participate in what they'd like to do.
Every study ever done about extracurricular activities, not just athletics, but the activities, the drama, the musics, everything else, the students that participate in those are always more successful in the academics as well.
Yeah, you know, the research has gone on for years and years and years, and they just don't find anything other than that. And so I'm going to say it's true. You know, yes. The experts say it is, and you can see it in kids. They're able to keep, their time accountability is a lot better. They can prioritize things. And all those things, you know, certainly are used in the classroom every day as well. Yeah. So they become better students.
Yeah. Anything else you want people to know?
No, but please reach out, to us. If you have any questions about anything, you know, just contact us in the office, contact me directly. We'd love to have your kids out participating in sports in the fall and all throughout the year. So yeah, just please know my door is open and give me a call or stop in and see me.
All right. Thank you. That's Nate Lebarski. He's activities director, also head football coach. And the football coaching staff, is it pretty much the same?
There's a few changes there. A few changes there, too. Coach Zimmerman, they had their third child, yeah. And he is our head girls basketball coach as well. So that's a long season in the winter. He told me before the season started last year, he said, I think I'm going to need to take a break. Of course, I didn't know why at the time, but I certainly know now. But so Coach Dan Rooney is back. He's going to run our defense this year in place of Coach Zimmerman. Coach Brendan is back. He's going to help with the offense. Coach Barton is back and help with the offensive line. Coach Tyree Johnson is joining us. He was at Vermilion Community College, took a job out at UMC here now, and is going to join our staff working with the O-line and the D-line. And a Crookston name that people probably know is Coach Todd Miner is going to help us out on the football field this year. He was possibly going to do it the last couple of years with work and family didn't work out this year. He's got a different job, and he's worked that out with his work schedule. So we're super excited to have Crookston grad, helping us out on the coaching staff. And he's kind of he can kind of be used all over. He was doing some coaching in West Fargo for a couple of years, so he knows the game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have some younger guys that are going to help with our 7th and 8th grade. Charles Ockery just moved to town, we won't say this too loud. I told him this, too, that he's a Barnesville grad, but he only played football until 10th grade. So
we won't hold it against him.
Yeah, no, he went to NDSU, graduated with a sports management degree, and so him and his fiancée just moved to town, so he wanted to get involved in the school, and we're happy to have him. And then we have Coach Klein Huesen, who's a student out at UMC, but working on his coaching practicum and going to stay on staff too. And then Josh Batts, he's kind of a special teams guru. He graduated from Climax a while ago, and he's been great. He knows the special teams role and all that kind of stuff. So, and he gets super excited about that part of the game. So he's going to help us out. And then, of course, Tim Moe is going to help us out as well again this year. And thankfully, because he handles everything from our managers to film and practice to making sure that the shed is relatively clean to all those things that are even beyond football. So,
yeah. Well, that's great. And first game is August 31st.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Is that at home? Do we know yet?
I wish I could answer that 100% certain.
Still waiting for Frazee.
Yeah. Well, Frazee, I think at this point, as from what I've heard, they don't know for sure.
Sure.
Where it's going to be held. They're trying to get the game moved to Moorhead.
Oh, okay.
And then they would keep it as a home game there. If they cannot do that, the thought is that they can't play three back-to-back games on a new field, and that they would have to come here then.
Sure.
If Moorhead would not be an option.
So. Okay. So, well, Moorhead wouldn't be bad. It would be a little shorter trip. But
yeah.
And play on some turf.
Yeah, yep.
So, a beautiful field there. So, well, To be determined.
I mean, if they were to come here, then we would probably, well, we only have a couple of weeks to make this decision, but quickly flip that game to East Grand Forks,
well,
and we'd go play over there.
Nice
and we'd
thing
have,
is it not yeah. a big adjustment to anybody's
no.
schedule one way or the other.
Yeah,
so.
and then we'd keep a 4-4 yep. home schedule and away schedule. So,
all right. Well, the coach, activities director, Nate Lebarski, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to covering some Pirate football and Pirate sports all school year long. And again, if somebody has in sixth grade,
yes,
there's some sixth graders in certain sports that can participate now that you have the middle school here.
Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about that, but so the way we looked at sixth grade, we're excited for them to be here in our new middle school concept here in the school. The way we looked at sixth grade participating in junior high activities or middle school activities is if they were offered the activity in their season through Park and Rec, we kept the sixth grade there. Yeah. So, for instance, Park and Rec has fifth and sixth grade football. They'll continue to play fifth and sixth grade football. Now, if there wasn't a sixth grade option for that season, say soccer, boys and girls soccer, and tennis doesn't have that, then we will have that available for sixth grade, which it is available right now for sixth grade in those sports because there is no Park and Rec activity during that season. So that's kind of how we went with it. The thing to remember with sixth grade is that, and our coaches know this, is that they cannot participate in any JV or varsity okay. contest. And does that happen very often? No. Could it happen in a tennis? Possibly. You know, somebody could be looked at to maybe be pulled up to the JV, but that's just not allowed by the state high school league. So it's a true middle school or junior high only.
So. Sure. Mm. And so you can practice, and if there's a junior high
yep.
event,
if
it's they can
yep.
compete
well,
in that.
And so now we need to schedule more junior high events because, you know, and it does. It helps with our numbers. It gets those kids out and participating earlier. And so it's a good thing all around. We need to find some contests, which kind of gets challenging sometimes with soccer because not everybody around has the numbers for junior high.
Yep. So it's but the important thing is they're getting to participate and practice.
Yep. And then maybe you do a jamboree or something. You know, Sarah and Lon were chatting about maybe having a tournament for just junior high towards the end of the season and just gathering as many junior high teams to come over and play. So
that'd be fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, we're looking forward to another school year, whether we're ready or not. It's here. And fall practice is underway. And junior high football will start practice on the 21st.
Yep, they'll start on Monday. Yep.
So, all right. Well, I think that's about it.
Yep.
And if we think of anything else, we'll pass it along.
Yeah, please do. And like I said, please don't hesitate to contact us in the office or me directly. Yeah, we'll get all your questions answered, and if you need any help at all, we'll take care of you.
Sounds good. That is Nate Lebarski, Activities Director and Head Pirate Football Coach. Again, their first game will be August 31st, and to be determined, Crookston or Eastside.
Yep.
The two teams are playing, just a matter of where. We'll let you know as soon as we find that out for sure. So thank you, Nate.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
That is Nate Lebarski.